Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust over 40 years of experience providing innovative pension solutions. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Let's turn the clocks back 4 years to a remarkable piece of Irish sporting history.
So, Rhys McLennan from Northern Ireland, very young gymnast.
This is looking good. Travel with turn the woo. This is big difficulty, needs a good dismount. No hesitation, double pirouette, Rhys McLennan from Northern Ireland. Well done, son.
Well done, son, is right. That's Rhys McLennan from County Down, winning gold at the 2018 Commonwealth Games. But in recent days, McLennan has been told by the International Gymnastics Federation that he can't defend that title by representing Northern Ireland at the Commonwealth Games this summer because, after 2018, he went on to represent Ireland at other international events like the Olympics. Well, today, in a very rare display of harmony, I can tell you, the Dublin and London governments both called on the International Gymnastics Federation to reconsider its decision. At Stormont, too, there is unanimous support across all parties for the Federation to change its position. In a moment, we'll speak to Acting Sports Minister Deirdre Hargey. But first, let's hear from the man himself, Rhys McLennan. Good evening to you, Rhys.
Hello.
You're very welcome to the programme. And I must say, I have nothing but sympathy for the position that you find yourself in. It must be extremely stressful.
It is, yeah. It's quite shocking more than anything. I think when the first time my coach told me about this, I all I felt was shock, really, and I couldn't really fathom their decision.
Mm-hmm. So I've got this right. You did compete in the 2018 Commonwealth Games, isn't that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And then you went on and you competed for Ireland in subsequent Olympic Games, for example, and it's because of that that the International Gymnastics Federation are saying, no, you can't compete at this year's Commonwealth Games?
Well, not entirely, actually, because I was competing for Ireland, my whole life, essentially, at an international stage, even before that 2018 Commonwealth Games. So they're contradicting themselves a huge amount on this. Last time it was completely fine for me to compete for Northern Ireland, but mm-hmm. all of a sudden this time it's not fine. And They decided to leave it 4 years and then tell me, 2 months before I leave for this competition, inevitably disrupting my competition program.
Yeah, big time, I'd say. So you find contradictions in their own position. So do you understand clearly now why they're blocking you from competing?
No, definitely not. I don't think anybody has a clear understanding of their decision. I'm doubting even if they have their own understanding of their decision. But I feel a huge amount of support from Northern Ireland and Ireland and the UK government, Stormont. The support is incredible that I'm getting at the minute.
Mm-hmm. You have united every single side of every single equation, Rhys, I think. You and your colleagues have been blocked from competing. You say your personal identity is in a very, very difficult place because of this.
Yeah, that's correct. I think I'm taking it to heart because gymnastics is a sport that I love so much. And for the international governing body of gymnastics to tell me what my identity is or isn't is quite an unfair thing to do, I think.
Now, I say this tongue in cheek because they have put two solutions forward on the table for you. They say you could defend your title if you change your nationality on your federation license. And that's currently listed as Irish. That's one solution. Is that a possibility at all?
Oh, definitely not. No, because if I do that, then that means that I won't be able to compete for Ireland. And I feel that it is my right to compete for Ireland, being from Northern Ireland. We're all familiar with the Belfast Agreement stating that. Mm-hmm. So they're essentially giving me one solution that I don't even think is a solution. And, obviously the other recommendation from them was to not compete at the Commonwealth Games altogether. So I don't see those as two solutions at all, actually.
Yeah, and I think the other solution was that the Commonwealth Games removes the relevant gymnastics competitions from the the calendar completely, which is a strange thing for the International Federation of Gymnastics to be proposing.
Yeah, I mean, I think they just are at the minute avoiding to look at their own faults in their decisions. I feel like they should be more educated on the unique situation of Northern Ireland athletes that they're put in, and also just take a note from the book of every other sport at the minute. You know, this isn't happening in any other sport. Irish athletes or Northern Irish athletes are able to compete for both Northern Ireland and Ireland in every other sport bar gymnastics at the minute.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we look at elite athletes, champions like you, Reese, and we say, look, nothing blasts them off course. They're so focused and they have such resilience. But I'm sure you're human. I mean, I'm sure that's not the case.
Yeah, well, I'm still training away. I'm still more focused than ever and determined than ever. And I think that's possibly due to the support and very kind messages and changes that are going on in the country at the minute. And it gives me a huge amount of pride to represent both Northern Ireland and Ireland at the minute. And it's a happy time in that sense. But at the same time, this decision still needs to be changed.
Mm. Is there a risk then, finally, that you won't be competing? That you won't be able to defend that title?
Yeah, well, that's the case at the minute. At the minute, they say that we're not allowed to compete. So, you know, that's why I'm hoping that they do make the right decision and reverse their previous decision.
Yeah, that would be farcical, really. Let's hope for a positive outcome. Reese McClenaghan, thank you very much indeed for joining us on Drive Time, and keep up the training. Let's hope it goes well. Reese alluded to the huge support, unanimous support for this to be changed and solved. Let me talk to Deirdre Hargey now, who's acting Northern Ireland Sports Minister, and Sinn Féin MLA. Deirdre, thank you very much indeed for joining us. You, along with every single MLA, every single MLA, I believe, signed a letter yesterday calling on the Federation to change their position. And I believe you'll be speaking to the Federation tomorrow, is that right?
Yes, well, that's right. I mean, this issue, as Reese has said, has actually united people right across these islands who fundamentally believe in their right to be able to partake in the Commonwealth Games. And instead of Reese, Ewan and Eamon concentrating on those games, they have now been through into a dynamic where they don't know what's going to happen in the coming weeks. Obviously, I feel the decision by the Federation of International Gymnastics was the wrong one. I think it was awful in the manner in which they approached things. I think Reese clearly stated there that citizenship and identity rights issues were clearly established within the Good Friday Agreement, mm-hmm. which was an international agreement. And the decision by the Federation is incompatible with that agreement. And I feel that they are the outlier amongst other sports. No other sport is asking for these stipulations of denouncing your citizenship or asking the Commonwealth Games Committee to withdraw from the association. As Reese also said, I mean, he would be going back to defend the gold medal that he won in the previous Commonwealth Games. So he was allowed to partake in previous years under the same citizenship rights and how he has identified himself. And we feel that he should be able to do so again. So I did ask for an urgent meeting of the Federation. I have been granted that meeting and I will be meeting them first thing tomorrow morning. And I am hopeful to bring along the Gymnastics Ireland and the British Gymnastics along with Sport NI here in the North.
Were you,
in terms,
Deirdre,
of making strong representations for the three gymnasts?
Were you surprised at the unanimous nature of the support right across all parties of all persuasions in the hope that the Federation would reconsider this?
I wasn't surprised, to be honest, because I think, I mean, these three gymnasts have done really well. Reese has, you know, got international acclaim in terms of what he's won. But the same with Ewan and Eamon as well. You know, there's three young fellas doing the sport that they love. And we know that sport often brings young people together. It offers hope to people. And I think it's for those reasons, you know, that has unified politicians right across this island, across these islands. And I do hope that the Federation will see that. I hope that they recognise an international binding agreement around citizenship and identity rights.
And I'm sure you'll be making that point.
That they will see it as a misunderstanding on their part.
But it's a case in point. It is a case in point, Deirdre, isn't it, of the nuanced nature of personal identity in Northern Ireland, because here you are, a Sinn Féin MLA, advocating on behalf of a County Down champion gymnast who has competed for Ireland, for him to be allowed to compete in the Commonwealth Games. I mean, it is nuanced, isn't it, in fairness to the Federation?
Well, I think yes, and the Good Friday Agreement confers the right of any citizen in the North to be British, Irish or both, and I completely respect and endorse their right to do so, and particularly when they're participating in sports in which they were allowed to participate in a few years ago under the same circumstances. I think everybody's struggling to find why the change in approach by the Federation, and as I say, we're meeting them tomorrow morning, and I hope that they will see that. I hope they recognise the Good Friday Agreement, and that they can reverse this decision as soon as possible to allow Rhys, Ewan and Eamon to get on with doing what they do well, and that is gymnastics.
Okay, Deirdre Hargey, Sinn Féin MLA and Acting Sports Minister, thank you very much indeed for joining us, and beforehand champion gymnast Rhys McLennigan. We'll take a break.